First 1,000. All right, I got to get that. I got to make sure to put you by your name. What's your name?
Willie Dunbar.
Willie Dunbar.
Yes,
Tim?
That's the first time.
Okay, I got that 1,000. Willie Dunbar. That's for Farmers Day. I want to make sure he get his record straight. All right, yes, ma'am. Willie Dunbar. Yes, sir? Well, let's look to God. Father, we thank you for this seed training. It's virgin territory, but yet we're moving it through with the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for every person under the sound of my voice here in the auditorium. Doors by internet, we thank you, and Roku, we thank you so much that the Holy Spirit can reveal to us about the seed revelations that will cause us to be able to switch system. We're so thankful. We know it's true. We've seen it work in other people's lives, and we ask you to let it work in every person's life on the side of my voice. Let them catch a hold of the revelation of how powerful, how plentiful the seed is. It's your way of the kingdom, Lord. And you know, if your spirit don't teach your people, they're not going to get it. And so I'm thankful that you will, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, let me say a few things before you sit down. One of the things I believe that holding the things of God back from us is dishonor.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of times people can be in a dishonorable position and don't recognize it. You see, honor brings with it three things for sure. Honor brings with it favor, blessings, and promotion. Three things, so for sure. So I'm going to say to you now that I want to say to those who watch the internet who could have gotten here, that's dishonorable. I don't really believe you will receive the full blessing. Now, those persons who from around the world, I mean, if you're in Africa, that's something else. And Chicago, and you can't make it. I know he come a long way to get here. But the Lord reminded me to talk to the people, tell them that they cannot play game with spiritual things. So I want to, maybe next time they'll know better than this, trying to sit at their house and watch it because it's dishonorable. And so I can't promise, not that I'm not the Lord, but I can't promise that you'll get the fulfillment that the people who are present here are going to get. I can't promise you that, all right? So I want to get that straight. And then there's a letter that came in that from a lady, I won't call her name. She began to study behind us, and she sent a $5,000 seed. She sent a good letter. She must be got a $50,000 from somewhere, Lord give her, you know. But I just want to let you know it's working for people.
Amen.
I don't be messing around when that ain't working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody ought to be getting something.
Right.
Amen. You will find out tonight as we deal with the different soils and how to test soils and how to find out if that soil is the right soil to plant in. You're going to find out a lot of things tonight. And I want you to get ready for it. You may be seated. Matthew's the 13th chapter. I'm going to read a few moments from what I believe is, I've spoken this to you before, but I believe this lesson is by the master seed trainer. And I believe every lesson of the seed is in this chapter. He's talking about the word as the seed, but I believe the principle applies spiritually, listen to me carefully now, also to sowing financial seed. I believe the same principle applies. Because in this chapter, you got the master teacher, Jesus. This is actually, and I want you to hear this too, this is the master prosperity teaching in the Bible. In this 13th chapter of Matthew, in the 8th chapter of Luke, I think the 4th chapter of Mark. But I just want to read a few verses, and then we're going to pick some things out that I believe the Spirit of God have taught me. But first of all, I was praying in the Holy Ghost coming here and got caught up in the Spirit and heard a word. And now people sometimes think the words from God are comical and they laugh, but they miss the whole point. God sometimes will go below you and sometimes he'll go above you and speaking to you to find out where you are. I was praying in tongues driving here about the meeting, just praying in tongues. And I heard the word hula hoop. And I said, my goodness, Lord. He says, many people's finances are going in a circle. But then he says, many people's finances are going in a circle and they're having a little fun. You know, I'd go out and get you a little something to eat every now and then, you know. And they think they have a ride. He said, but they're in a hula hoop. You know, a hula hoop, you just stand in one spot and shake round and round. And he says, and he said, I can't make the circle no larger. And he said to me, Dunbar, he said to me, I'm about expansion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm about expanding people, God said. I'm not about standing on Sam's side. But the people have to be willing and they have to be obedient in order for it to happen. Matthew chapter 13, you there yet? We got a great teacher here. Yeah, great teacher. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, verse 1. And great multitude was gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. So that's what a sower is supposed to do. But we must also understand, I was talking to my nephew and my son this afternoon, must also understand that a sower and sowing is different. You're going to have to make your mind up to be a sower, and you can't let no distraction come to you. You got to keep on sowing. Here's why. You can sow genuinely for 6 months and stop. You got to start all over again. There's no re-picking back up because you haven't passed a sowing test to become a sower. See, the Lord is really peculiar about making somebody a bona fide sower because you're going to get on a level you can't handle unless you came through the school of sowing. Now, you're always a sower, always being tested for a next level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But there's a certain distance you have to go before you can become a sower.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so people sow sporadically, get excited, sow when they feel good, sow in a good atmosphere, but then they become a ducker. They're duck sowing. I've seen soul ducker. It was ducking from me.
Yes,
they didn't see me. They was walking to the hotel. They didn't see me. They saw me. I didn't say nothing, no.
Yes,
I see you missing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my pocket already full.
Yes,
I'm just,
yes,
I was just trying to put some spot for you to put yours in, you know. But but see, a real soul now, look for you.
Yes, sir.
Look for soul. Looking for soul. I want you to get this before I read anymore.
Yes,
I had a man pass my house, and I'm sitting way in the back. Under the gazebo. I'm sitting back there in my rocker. Him and his wife riding bike. He spotted me all the way behind the house. Now, here's two things I saw. He come to the fence and said, can I come in? That's what he asked me. I said, come on. Now, when he came in, I had walkways in front of the guest house and in my house. So he didn't come across the grass. He was politely walking like he should walk down the walkway. Now, his wife out there circling, waiting. Now, I said something about that woman, too. They're going to get somewhere because she wanted him to sow.
Right, right.
It was hot out there. She just waited as patient. He came, and he sowed. He said, I was wishing I could see you when I passed here. But he was looking for me. See, a sower knows something got to happen if you sow. All right. I want you to get that. I want you to get that. Now, listen. Watch this now. Watch me in the 13th chapter. Watch this. The third verse, I read the third verse, the fourth verse. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fires came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7, and some fell among throng, and the throng sprung up and choked them. And then in verse 8, but others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30-fold. Now, verse 11 and 12, I'm going to add it on to it because I want to get you. There are secrets and mysteries about in a sower's life that the Holy Spirit revealed to a sower. In the 11th verse, he answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, verse 12, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not from him shall be taken away even that he has. You got that? All right. Now, this is the way I saw it. This is Jesus' seed training class. And all the principles of sowing is found in this class. I'm going to show some of them to you. Types of sow is revealed in this class. Now, you see, you think you see four types of sow, but it's more. Some of y'all are smart. Y'all think, you see, I see four types. You got more than four in there. And then in this lesson is how to sow properly to get divine results. How to sow properly. Say that with me. How to sow properly to get divine results. Very important. Now, here's the subject. Here's what we're going to deal with. Sowers, that means when you didn't pass the sowing test up to a certain degree, has the key to the God kind of prosperity. Sowers have the key. It's impossible for a sower not to become prosperous. But it would make God a liar in due season. Because the training process, you got to go through the training process, and let me use the word scary process, because sometimes you're going to believe when you're training for become a sower, you'll believe you can't sow. So this is a fact hidden in the mystery of financial prosperity. Sowers has the key to the God kind of prosperity. This is a fact that is hidden in the mystery of the God kind of financial prosperity. Now, he said to me, tell them it will not come only by meditation or confession. No, it will not manifest. The God kind of prosperity, you can meditate, you can confess. Without sowing, he said, it will not manifest. Yeah, yeah. Get the seed involved. Listen to this now. And the seed will begin to unlock prosperity. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Get the seed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get the seed involved. And the seed will begin to unlock prosperity. See, I have unlocked prosperity.
Yes, sir.
I can go in the prosperity room anytime I get ready.
Yes, sir.
Get what I want. Because I've unlocked it. See, I'm a sower. I'm still a sower. But see, I know it works.
Yes, sir.
See, every child of God has a right to live in unlocked prosperity. I want you to go over these points over and over again Get the seed involved properly, and the seed will begin to unlock the God kind or the promise of prosperity or the promise of abundance or the promise of increase or the promise of wealth that God has promised in his word. It's all hidden in the seed. Got it? I'm going to get better and better because there's some things. Turn to two scriptures, Joshua 1:8 and 3 John 2. Two scriptures I want you to open up to now. Joshua 1:8. I want to talk a few minutes about prospering your soul with God's word. Prospering your soul with God's word. You've got to have a prosperous soul. You've got to have proper emotion, prosper reasoning, prosper memory, prosper imagination, prosperous will. That's your soul. You got to have it prosper. And you got to be aligned with the word of God, and it will not be prosperous. So you will not think prosper. And you got to be a prosperous thinker of the soul continuously. You got to recognize that sowing is not loss, but it's gain. Very simple statement, but it's very important. See, every time you sow a seed, you must have gain on your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or you must have this on your mind. God can't lie.
Yes.
Or you must have this on your mind. I trust God.
Yes, sir.
See, that's where a sower finally get to. A sower get to that point and he just keep on sowing.
Yes,
a sower get to the point, I'm going to sow whether I get something back or not. It's dropped in their spirit, but it's impossible for that to happen. Okay. So, you know, Joshua 1:8, it's a very familiar voice. This book of the Lord shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do all that written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosper and have good success. See that? Meditating it, acting on it, and you're prospering your soul, but then your body got to get in action.
Yes,
see? But notice who make you prosper.
That's right.
Come back here. Where y'all going? Come back here. Notice who make you prosper. Now, within that verse, Joshua 1:8, within that verse, nobody can stop you from prospering.
Yes.
It is impossible. That person who do what God tell him to seek, because within the context of meditating the word and spending time and prospering your soul, you're going to come to the revelation of being a sower.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Joshua 1:8 will bring you to the revelation, I got to sow.
Yes, sir.
But it didn't say nothing about sowing. Yeah, it did. Let me turn to it. Yeah, it did. You didn't read it right.
Yes,
yes, you did. Joshua told you, go sow. You just didn't see it. Wait a minute, I'm going to show it to you. Because if you're looking for an excuse, you're going to find it. Satan is going to help you find it. Because he don't want you to get a breakthrough like these seed training classes and get a breakthrough in your life that you'll say bye-bye to the Babylonian system. You see, the Babylonian system is the world system, where it's debt, barely get by, retired worry.
Yeah. Wow.
I want you to get such word in your note called a word called surplus.
Yeah.
And then write the word survive and put an X over it. Put a check by surplus. And put an X over survivor. Just for your spirit's sake. Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Talk it. But thou shalt meditate. Think about it. Day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written. All. See, sowing is written in the word. All that is written therein. For then thou shalt. It's impossible to even think about this voice without sowing. Sowing is one of the main forte of this verse, because we got Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, that is the commentary of this verse.
Yes,
it delight itself in the law of God, doing what God said do, and then God said, whatsoever he do it shall prosper. Those scriptures are not in there. They're just for us to entertain us, to read and get happy. Those are reality. Those are realities from God. And then when you look at 3 John, it said, beloved, I wish above all, verse 2, above all things you prosper and be in health. Now notice what he said. He talked about three types of prosperity, financial prosperity. He talked about physical prosperity. And he talked about spiritual prosperity in that one verse, 3 John 2. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So what we're here to do tonight is prosper our soul in seed training. You see? And that's why I think it's so important. I got about 1,000 members in this church, they're better, and they're not here. It's so important that you obey. People dishonor God, and then they expect God to hear their prayer. God don't be hearing all that. Turn to Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. It's a dishonor to God and it's a dishonor to me. I can handle it. I don't know how God's going to take it. I'm going to read a verse to you that will introduce you to something that I think you need to know. All right? I'm going to read a verse in Mark chapter 12, verse 41. I want to read this verse because there's an emphasis I want to put on this verse. It's the whole scenario of the story. You need to read it. Let's read that verse together, verse 41. Ready? Read. All right, okay. Now, when I was meditating for this teaching, the Holy Spirit said to me, Jesus is looking for souls. You heard that? Are you going to let him find you? Look, of all the places he could set, look what he was looking, where he's at. And, you know, I read that text many times, never seen that in it, but the Lord said to me, I'm looking for souls. He said right there, and he looked. That's where he sat by the treasury. He's watching what they was putting in. See, we can get all tied up with the rich cash in much and the widow's might, but you got to get the nitty gritty of the principle. The Lord is looking for what you're doing with your money.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. He's looking for souls.
Yes, sir.
Now, again, I repeat myself in a little different way, but Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost already, is a soul trainer. 13th chapter of Matthew, 4th chapter of Mark, 8th chapter of Luke. What he's doing is giving the primary principle of the kingdom. You get this. If he said, one of the writers said, if you get this parable, you get them all. Isn't that something? Turn to Luke chapter 17. I'm going to give you another principle. Because we're training you to be a sower. Notice what we said. Sowers. We're not talking about sowing now. Sowers has the key to the God kind of prosperity. Definitely a sower can't stay broke. Because if a sower don't have nothing else, they're going to have seed. But the Lord said, you got to give seed to the sower. Say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. Because I'm working on this sowing business. See, when you say that, all of the revelation God send your way, you got to walk in them. See, people like to say a word and don't act. No, it's true, but God finally going to send you a revelation to go along with that to cause that to happen in your life. No, you didn't hear what I said. See, you say, I'm never going to be broke another day in my life. It's impossible for a soul to stay broke. It's impossible. And see, but then God gives you something to go along with it, but you just won't quote the word, I'll never be broke another day in my life. But you don't catch the other principle. And stop thinking somebody wants your $42. Get that off your mind. And we're talking about millions of dollars. We're talking about billions. We're talking about multitude of money. We ain't talking about no $42, 50 cents. Now, in Luke 17, and I love this, verse 5 and 6, you there? Luke 17, 5, 6, read. 6. If you had faith, you might say, you ready for the principle? Jesus revealed that a seed can make demand on prosperity. A seed can make demand on increase. See, it can make a demand on prosperity. Prosperity has to obey a seed. I just won't say this because it sounds good. If you become a systematic sower, there will never be nothing can throw you in finance. You will never see nothing you can't have. You'll come to the point, you see, I ride and I say, Lord, yeah, I say, yeah. You come to the point where, now, I see some, you can see some beautiful home on television, you know, these people, with these, but I ain't got none of them make me say, ooh. Yeah. You find what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Because my home is palatial. Yes, sir. That's your rights. Yes, sir. Then again, I want to keep reminding you, so I wrote a note that said, let us sit in Jesus' seed training class a moment. The sower characteristic is sowing. Now here's where we get to the point where I think people who have started out and had the aim to be a sower and they run into different types of soil and they didn't know the difference. And so they were discouraged and distracted and stopped. You must be selective of the soil you sow in. Cotton dolly boy. That's that boy, listen. That see, Jesus was talking about the different type of soil. I'm gonna get into them, but you must see, people think they can sling money. And they think they can listen to everybody who talking about prosperity don't have prosperity. I'm gonna say some things to you tonight. That gonna crack down on these fellas. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you must be selective of your soul to sow in. Powerful statement. Yes, sir. Yeah. You must not sow in soil that is not tested. Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna add something to it right now. You know the soil by the fruit it bears. Got it? Yeah, not just because I talk good and got a handkerchief and wave my handkerchief and got some green stuff and all that stuff. That don't mean nothing. You got to test that soil. You got to bring soil into the lab. I wish my grandfather was here. He can tell you how soil. I wish BJ was your her father, birth of that. They knew, them old men knew about the soil. They said, no, we're not planting here this year. It ain't gonna produce nothing. Go back to Matthew 13. Somebody about to learn something here. Because I don't know about you, I'm ready for my money. I won't be had to be concerned about this. You ain't never been anywhere with nobody. I bet some of y'all never been with nobody fight over a ticket. Y'all get them out the bathroom. But I know a lot of people who know the system. Yes, sir. You got to fight for the ticket. You got. They call credit cards in ahead of time, send a check ahead of time, buy the waiter off, give her $100 and don't get a ticket to nobody else. She ain't getting. I can't do it. And people say that's stupid. What's the matter with them? They don't understand it. They don't understand. Ticket dodger. I was with a man one time. I took it the first time. The second time, it was his turn to take it. I could have taken it, but I said he needed another lesson. So me and my wife, we got up from the table the second time, and he got up with us. Just walked. I said, hey. I said, hey. I said, that's your ticket, man. Pick the ticket up. Don't be playing crazy. He said, oh. And I'm with another man who have a larger church than I have. And, you know, families went out, and I took the ticket that night. I took the whole ticket, you know. And some of his family wanted to go back the next night to the Sam restaurant. So we get back there, and everybody eating and ordering, man, just happy. And he said, we got to the ticket. He said, yeah, my part. I don't run like that. Yeah, my part. I said, give me the ticket, man. Yeah. Took the whole ticket. Now, I had paid for it, went to a place. It's the truth, so I got to tell it. Yeah. I'm trying to look at my wife. I went to a place. Now, we went to a place of activity, and we were not getting in no line or nothing. We were riding and thing, you know? So, his wife finally told him, see, you know, this stuff ain't free. The doctor paid for this. This first class, this just go around the line. You don't always have to stand in the line when you got money. Yeah. What one is? Not dinner. Dinner will do it, but them celebrities, when they go to, what it is? What? Universal Studio. Creflo told me about this thing. Creflo said, there's some place, tickets you can get, you don't get in no line. Man, them people be so mad, they be looking at you. They've been waiting for 3 hours. You've gone in 6 times. They're still waiting. You're going to lunch. They come in lunch. They're tired, man. You're sitting there relaxed. Money, man. Money make the world go round. You got to know what you're doing. In Matthew 13:4. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Now, the Lord was talking to me. This is what the Lord told me. You must not sow in soil that are not tested. He said, this is the thief soil. Wow. Where your seed is stolen and never produced.
Wow. That's good.
This is the thief soil. I said, what? Lord, he said, this is the thief soil. Then look at verses 5 and 6 now. Verses 5 and 6. Some fell upon stony places. Where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Jesus the teacher. And because they had no root, they withered away. That this is the shadow soil that has not been proven with producing abilities. No root. No root. No fruit. So you got to watch these soils. You see, they talk to you, but you got to have some evidence about a soil before you know it can produce. Now, sowers know soil. You know, you're not going to get a soul to sow anywhere. You can get excited what you want. You can play what kind of music you want. A real soul is going to say, because I know I'm one. You can sing. You can have the best singers. I've seen them do all kinds of things. I ain't giving a quarter of them yet. No, I'm not giving it nothing. You'll see why in a few moments. Verse 7. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. There is the choking soil that receives seed in desperation to meet their need. I wish I had a church in here. See, I'm training you, partner. You're going to be trained when you leave here. That I said, whoa. When the Lord talked, I said, whoa, Lord. He said, there's the choking soil that receives seed in desperation to meet their need. They are not sores. But they're constantly eating your seed. Because the seed don't have a time to go in the soil. They eat it before it get out in there. With a car they bought that they wasn't ready for. Yet they whip you about with the Bible. You ought to do this and you ought to do that. And yet they are broke and desperate and you don't know it because they got a suit on they bought on credit. I ain't calling a name. Y'all calling a name. But I'm telling you better hear what I'm saying. See, the soil had to be tested. You wonder why you're not getting a harvest? Listen, the choking soil that receives seed in desperation to meet their need. So what I'm saying, the seed never get to God. They spent it before it got there. And that's been one of the handicaps of prosperity. Telling people what to do, you're not doing yourself. A real sore, my wife and I made up our mind, we're not making no excuses for our wealth. Yes, sir. A real sore needs to stay in the open so somebody can see them. Don't y'all appreciate the way I talk about nice things? I mean, religious people can't handle it, but I mean, after you be around me a while, you know why I'm telling you little thing. And then all those girls who submitted to be servant at my house to help us, me and my wife, if we can do what we got to do. I was thinking about this. Those girls are being exposed to some things that they may have never seen before. They go back and change their house. I was sitting at the table with a man. He passed a large church. He said, man, I told him my wife had a 100-something set of dishes. He said, man, we got one set. He looked at his wife and said, we're going shopping. He able to do it. But just didn't have the mentality for it. Choking soul. Now, I told you it had more, because I got to get some more things to you. I told you it had more than four soul in here. See, because the next verse, verse 8, got three souls in it. Come on now. There's three types of soul in verse 8. One produced 30. It's good soil, but it's not that rich, 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 rich soil. So soils does not produce the same amount. You better hear what I'm saying now. I'm trying to train you so nobody can't fool you. See, there's three soils. He talked about three types of good soil. One produced 30, one produced 60. One produce 100. So even when you get the good soil, it need to be tested.
Come on, Dad.
Now there are soils that get you to your wealthy place quicker. See, Abraham was that type of soil. Lord told Abraham came out blessed. Then he said, I'm going to make you blessed. Then he said, I'm going to bless those who bless you. Curse those who curse you. Tell all the families of be blessed. So there's good soil, and they're all not the same level of return. Good soil, but they're not all at the same level of return. Now, you must develop a successful soil mindset. And with the information I'm giving you here, the first information, you can get your mindset right now. You can recognize, I just sowed. but I might have sowed in choking soil. See, choking soil don't look like choking soil. Nobody going to tell you I'm about to choke you. They're going to wait till they get their hand around your neck. They ain't going to tell you I'm about to choke you. Chokers don't expose themselves. So you have to renew your mind with the word of God about sowing, what sowing really is and how does it work. Turn to Galatians chapter 6 now. Let me give you some more principle. See, we're training you because people sling money and they try it. They don't know what they're doing and they don't get no result. Then they say it don't work and go back to the system. See, you're being trained tonight. Souls have the key to the God kind of prosperity. But you got to be a bona fide soul. Now, you remember he said give seed to the soul. Chapter 9 and 10. And multiply the seed sown. And feed you while you're sowing. And increase your giving. But he said increase the fruit of your righteousness. He said I increase your sowing. I want you to get this. Galatians chapter 6. And I want to say again to people on the internet and Roku and you who are here, the reason I don't have a whole lot of spiritual singing, because that's what we get in a rut sometimes, singing spiritual songs. I'm telling you, we get in a rut. We're singing, we're getting that mood, getting the mood to stay broke. So I want you thinking here, and I want you, the Holy Spirit here. You don't always have to sing for the Holy Spirit to be present, you know. Because if it's up to that, I'll never see the Holy Spirit because I'm not much of a singer. Yeah. Yes, sir. Galatians chapter 6. Now, we know these verses, or we know of these verses because there's really no verses we know. Verse 7, 6 and 7, because I'm going to give you a principle. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man soweth, that he shall also reap. Are you with me? Then he says that he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap everlasting life. Then he says in verse 9, let us not be what?
Weary.
For what?
Lord,
what happened?
Lord,
now, take the last part of that verse. Well, let's take that God can't be mocked. God got to make it come to pass. Let's also look at the last part of that night voice, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I mean, Jesus said the same thing about prayer. See? In due season. And see, we faint along the way because we let, lack of a better word, crazy people talk to us. Crazy, broke, spiritual people talk to us. I wouldn't do it. Don't hang the phone up. Rightly dividing the word on the soil, not on sowing, on the soil, will give you faith to become a systematic sower.
Yes, sir.
Will give you faith to become a systematic sower. I'm not talking about no 3 months. I'm not talking about no 6 months. I'm talking about when you pass the test.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No college degree, no doctor, no lawyer, judge, movie entertainer. I said something to some young men I talked to. I was reading about Denzel and his wife. And every movie Denzel go in, when you see Denzel in a movie, think 20 million. And so our barber was at home. Brian is my barber, and he's cutting my son's hair, and I walk into the salon where they were in my house. And I said to them, my little granddaughter was there too. I told him, Denzel, every time Denzel shoot a movie, it's $20 million. I said I wouldn't swap place with him tomorrow.
Right, yes, sir.
Now why? God is richer than Denzel. He rich, you know, in case you want to know, he's richer than Oprah too. And if you connect right, no challenge, well, he'll bring you. Are you following me? So rightly divide the word on the soil. Rightly. Study to show yourself approval. A workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. So you got to rightly divide the word on a sword. You can't be messing around with no hustlers when you're talking about sowing.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir. We got hustlers in the church too.
Yeah.
And the hustlers are hustlers because they never studied the lesson we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
They never paid the price. Mm-hmm. A man walked up and told me, he said, you have $1,000. That's for my $2,000, and I'll bring you the rest. And he had a $1,000 bill. A hustler boy with a flip over said, oh, glory to God.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm thinking about what he's going to receive.
Right, absolutely.
Because I really don't need $1,000.
Right.
See, people get it. You insult me like that. I'm just telling him. You see, he using me.
Right.
People don't understand it. I let him use me. I want him to use me. Because I want God's children to get a breakthrough. Sadly, I've had people who brought me money. I said, I can't take it. So they're never planting my soul.
Yeah.
Wow. So, no, I can't take that because you said something.
Yeah.
So you want me to call the poison? Now, you may be seated. Now, Matthew 13, 11, and 12 tell us something about abundance. They tell us something about the mystery. And Jesus used those words. You look at it, Matthew 13, 11, and 12. Those are two of my favorite verses because they open up the mystery and the secret of wealth and prosperity. And I made a statement there about them. I made a statement about those two verses. And let me say it this way. In Matthew 13, and the theologian going to flip and religious folk. But that is the master prosperity parable. The principles in that parable is the greatest dynamic that the Holy Ghost can give you to break through from where you are to where you need to be. It's a prosperity parable, I tell you. Now, 2 Corinthians 9. Now, that's good. I just quoted that, but I won't go there because I'm going to give you a statement there that you can go over these as you work on it. Isn't that good about them different type of soil? Huh? How many mistakenly sold in the wrong type of soil sometimes? Tell the truth about it, Jesus. Yeah. And you probably don't get nothing back from it. The seed was it before you left the building. Oh, she a sower now. She a sower. She'll find some money to sow. The seed probably was ate before you left the building. See, because, you're sowing in debt. Yeah, you're sowing in debt. You're sowing sometimes in unnecessary debt. And so there's a desperation. There's not a revelation. There's a desperation. And it's not an anointing there. It's always a sneaky suspicious there.
Yeah.
You know, is this money going the right way?
Yeah.
So you can't really develop faith. You know, you got to kind of worry about what way your money went.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what pipe it went down. Wonder did he get to God? I remember one time I made a statement, and I'm not making it now, but I'm about to make it. Early teaching on prosperity, I said, if the seed don't work, come, I'll give you the money back. Then I started talking about all these people who are not real, you know. I said, The grace of God saved me, because nobody came back. But I'm thinking about these people be faking, you know. And no faith, just lying. I mean, I sold 1,800 and sold 18 cents, $18, you know. Somebody in my family asked me, you know what you said? I said, yeah, well, I said, I'll give it back to them. He said, yeah, but it might not be real. The Lord protected me. 2 Corinthians 9. Well, Lord, you want me to do it right now in the middle of my lesson? I'll do it. And if you need to do it with me, you stand up after I make this statement. It was a dishonor. I made a dishonorable statement about the president just because he aligned himself with gays and stuff like that. And I said I'd rebuke him. And the Lord didn't tell me to rebuke him. And you cannot dishonor people whom God have ordained.
Yes, that's right.
President Obama is my president.
Yes, sir.
My job is to pray for him and to bless him. So I repented of that. And I'm repenting in front of you because I said it publicly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I will never let that happen to me again. It disquieted my spirit. Now, so I know some of y'all in here with me need to stand and repent. Y'all done said some dishonorable things about leaders, about Governor Jindal, about y'all done said stuff about people. Look at almost the whole house. Are you either said it or you heard some foolishness? Listen, this will cut your floor off. President Clinton was my president. And our job is to pray for him, not judge him. The Bible said give him honor. So, Father, we repent right now. Any owl of wood we have spoken about, any of your ordained, assigned authority. We vow in the name of Jesus to keep our mouth off men and women who are in authority. We thank you. Even ministers, we thank you. And we praise you for this freedom. And now, Lord, we see another flow coming our way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You just want to scream, you know. 2 Corinthians 9:10. It said, now he that ministers seed to the soul, both measure bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. You see that? Being enriched in everything to all benefits, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. You see that?
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want to show you from that. Become acquainted with the source of the seed and the source of the harvest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, now y'all get this. Hallelujah.
Yes,
become acquainted with the source of the seed. They're the same portion, though.
Yeah.
And the source of the harvest. You notice what he said in the 10th verse? Notice what he said. Now he that ministers seed to the soul, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown. Multiply your seed sown, that's the harvest. So you have to become acquainted with his ways, his principles, his direction, with the source of the seed and the source of the harvest. He don't only give you the seed, but he give you the harvest. Now, the reason he just can't give you the harvest is because Satan have a lease. And some type of act has to be made by you down here to give him the right to do what he always wanted to do. As far as God's concerned, every Christian is prosperous. But they got to know how to work the principle. You see, you got to know how to work the principle to give. Say, for instance, I think I got it fuzzy in my note, but that older son in the 15th chapter of Luke, remember he had the prodigal son and the older son? The older son was in the house where all the stuff was at and didn't know he had a right to it. And the father couldn't give it to him unless he was able to receive it.
But the Father said, all that I have is thine.
Yes.
All those stories are indication or snapshot of what God is trying to say to us.
Yes.
Why you think they're in the Bible?
Right.
So actually, when I hear that, when I hear the Father talking to that older son and says, son, you always been with me. All that I have is thine. I hear God saying that to me. That's what it's in there for.
Yes,
but notice now, without the seed, the harvest can't come.
Yes, right, right.
See, it's based on the principle I wrote a book about, Money Down Loose. See, whatsoever you loose on earth,
right,
I'll loose in heaven.
Uh-huh.
So he give you the seed to loose on earth,
yeah,
so he can loose the harvest from heaven.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yes,
and so quite naturally, you're going to have faith because you're, Your flesh, and I got to tell you something about your flesh. Your flesh is not talking about your body.
Yeah, right.
Your flesh is that lower nature.
Yeah.
That lustful nature.
Yeah.
Your flesh will lust against your spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about your body.
Right.
Because your body is not evil.
Yeah.
Your soul is not evil. Eight to seven times out of ten, when the Bible talks about the flesh, it's talking about your lower nature. He's not talking about this flesh. That's another lesson. I got to teach that. I'm teaching it to my people. That's another lesson. We got to get out of there. Get up out of here. Mess around with this thing, man. Think about body is evil. How your body going to be evil is the temple of the Holy Ghost? How God want me to glorify him with an evil body? So become acquainted with the source of the seed and the source of the harvest. I love it. The source of the harvest. And now I'm going to go back over some territories here that I tried to teach you in my early teaching. I got six or seven more principles I'm going to give you. He's got one minute, 27, six seconds on the clock. But the clock ain't working tonight. Listen. Philippians chapter 4, verses 13 through 19. You finally get to 19, say, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Most people just read that verse, get all happy. If you get happy for your need being met, boy, I wonder how happy you can get if your dream be met and your desires be met. You just get this one, you know. Well, I ain't gonna tell you because you gonna go think I'm trying to tell you something else. I'll tell you that later. But getting your dream met in Philippians 4 is a marvelous lesson. And I'm gonna tell you a secret that Carol and I used to do, but God overwhelmed us so much we quit. I'm gonna tell you we used to do it. But it just got so overwhelming until we couldn't take it no more. We tried to keep up with what God was giving us back. We tried to keep up, have a count with our seed and what came back. Seed, what came back. And God just blew the ink out the pen. Trying to keep up what you see, you sow,
right,
then you get a harvest.
Right.
So we were trying to keep up with it. All right, we sold $100. And, you know, God brought $700 back. And then God started adding on to it. And God, you know, and God said, you want to play checkers? But I think it's a wise thing to do in the beginning. I think it'll help you become a sower. You'll find out, I don't need this book, I can trust it. See, it's sort of like check up on it. Is this really real? So we had one of these ledger books. We give so much, and then God gives so much. And so the book just disappeared. God got so good, we just knew this the lifestyle we wanted to live.
Yes,
are you getting me? Because I'm saying this because I'm prompting you for something. Are you ready? All right, now, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, verse 15. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, the Apostle Paul talked to them, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated. That's talking about finances. With me as concerning giving and receiving. But you, ye on it. Now notice he said, you can't talk about giving without talking about receiving. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again until my necessity didn't stop. It kept doing it. Not because I desire gifts. Now look at verse 17. Here, opening a seed account that will produce a harvest account when sown properly. That harvest account will drive you out of your natural mind. When God starts doing things, say, man, I've been working on a job 40 hours a week, and I could have been doing this all the time, but I didn't go further enough. You start and you quit. You panic. Do not panic. Keep going. God is not a man that should lie. He said he'd make it good. I pray to God that every person on the side of my voice become a bona fide sower, know how to test soil, and keep on sowing. Opening a seed account that it will produce a harvest account when sown properly. You know what a harvest account is? I ain't never thought about being no millionaire. I don't have $8 million. I don't have $2 or $3 million. And God promised me $24 million about 3 years ago. I haven't got that yet. Because I believe it's coming in one time. Now this chapter here always helped me. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. Just mark that in your note. And I'm going to tell you something about it. Becoming anointed with the no turning back sores anointing. That's what Hebrew, that was the Ecclesiastes 11:6 teach you. It's a seed training chapter 2. Person was pretty rich who was training there too. I think his name was Solomon. He had a few dollars. And he tell you, don't turn back. See, you become, but you see, there's such a thing called a sower's anointing. See, sense-wise, you're not gonna sow like you should sow. Because your bill is going to be hollering at you. You crazy thing, you? You know you need this money? That girl got to go to college. See? But once you get under that anointing, sowing becomes spiritual to you. And you begin to sow out of your spirit, not out of your pocket.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Come on, Dad.
Well, the money don't be in control. Your spirit is in control now.
Yes, sir.
Come on. That brought that $10,000 up here. His wife almost fell out. I look at her now, and she opened the box up. They had $10,000 cash in there. And he said to me, my youngest daughter said, as soon as you touch this money, it's going to multiply. They just believe it. They're just crazy enough to believe it, man. They just believe it. They can't be slinging money, man. Just believe it. They just sit there and get it. I'm $10,000. Then he come up and bring another $1,000. Yeah, take this. Then here come his daughter. He just believe it. See, yeah, but I ain't got to give the $10. Just do what you got to do at this time. And you don't have to give it to me. Just find good soul.
Yes, sir.
Now, Genesis 26. Y'all got a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
What time it is? Oh, yeah, I see what time it is. I'm going to leave in a little while. I got an appointment. Genesis 26. I got to take my wife out. No worry, I'm not going to be spending your money. Sometimes your money don't reach where I go. Genesis 26. Look at this thing now. I want you to look at the 13th verse quickly. And the man waxed. Well, now look at the 12th verse. What I got here? 12, Leroy. 12th verse. Then Isaac is a land of famine, all right? Then how many of y'all know something about a land of famine? Now, may I say something not to hurt you? Most of y'all, well acquainted with the land of famine. And I'm trying to say it so you understand. Because so you understand where you are, but you can sow your way out. Don't be afraid when you don't have much. Sow your way out. Look at the point next to you. Tell them, sow your way out. You can't steal no harvest. Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year, what? And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Verse 14, for he had possession of flocks, possessions of herd, and great stores of servants. And the Philistine envied him. Now, if you can't stand envy, you know, I got some of my neighbors just as envious as they could be. They're nice people. I told a lady, I was in one of my convertibles. I told a lady, I said, ma'am, let's be peaceful. Let's just be happy and live long. I said, what's your name? She gave my name. I said, we're going to be friends. She's just grouchy and mean looking and just mad, telling me. She asked the police to flag me out. You're driving too fast. It's hot, you know. I said, ma'am, let's just love each other and live long. Now she's my friend. I pay about her day. I said, how you doing? Now I don't have to mess with that enemy. I had to be ducking all them dots when I'm sitting on my porch. She passed by. We friends now. Yeah. See? You can do that. You can do this. And so they envied him, right? Yeah. All right, now I want to go to another verse. Verse 17. No, it's verse 16. And Amalek said to Isaac, go from us, for thou art too much mightier than we. See, you're too blessed. Watch what happened now, Marvin. Watch what happened. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, well there. Now I want you to go to the 26th verse, I believe it is. 26th verse. They caught up with him. I want to make a statement. I got a statement I want to make here that some people don't even know about. I'm going to make a statement that you're going to know something that's going to help you. Watch it. 26th verse says, then Amalek went to him from Gerar and Ahuzet, one of his friends, and Philcol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, well, for you come to see me, come to me. Seeing you hate me, and you have sent me away from you. And then he said, and he had to say, because of my prosperity. And they said, we saw certainly. When you left, things start going worse. I'm not only blessed to have you as a member, but you blessed to have me as a pastor. Because my prosperity is constantly rolling at you. Look at, they're running out of time, but now they find out, man, this man got something we need to have. Look what it said. And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord is with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, and betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee.
that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, you lying rascal, you, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. They knew he was blessed, see? They said, man, we done made a mistake, man. We sent that man with him, yeah? In that famine, we saw him and his family rise up. Everybody else was going down. Him and his family was going up. We got hot and sent him out of town. We sent the wrong man out of town. Go get old Nun So and Bozo. Get him out of town. Sit down. I'm going to give you one more. Sit down. Are you listening? Are you listening? Now, from that principle, I want you to listen to me. Connect with souls who are showing forth results from their sowing. You hear what I said? Connect. Because I see people get angry with souls. Connect with souls. They're going to tell you something. Hang with them. Connect with souls who are showing forth results from their sowing. Now, this is an ongoing demonstration of sowers and sowing training. This is up, it's been doing going on for 20 years. It never slacked up. It always increasing. I was about to make a statement to you. You ready for the statement? Always pay attention when you're in the midst of cheerful, heart purpose sowing demonstration. Because you are in the midst of a sower gathering. And many sowers are in training by the Holy Ghost. Because you're constantly seeing it happen. All over the world it's happening. People who connected to me as a sower, connected to me, all in their churches, all over the world, it's happening. Let me give it to you again. Always pay attention. See, when these people coming up here, pay attention. Don't let no old snobby, stupid statement come out of your thoughts. Because they're doing what they're supposed to do. Always pay attention when you are in the midst of cheerful, hot purpose, sowing demonstration. I bet you never heard that before. Why you haven't heard it before? It haven't been. You, before Monday come, you never saw nothing like this. See? So, Paul said, I didn't come to you with an enticing word of man wisdom. You see? But he said it had a result. Because he said, in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. See, this is an apostolic demonstration here. So when you're in these gatherings, there's an anointing moving through the building. Available to everybody. Or you can go to one of them twist your arm meeting. Your dog gonna die and everything will go back because they're trying to get a seed to meet their need. I gotta close. The sower seed has a voice in kingdom economy. Remember, every time one person lay one seed, the seed talking in the kingdom. So you said this. And I want you to read sometime to help you, and I'm going to close there. There are great insight and secrets of sowers in 1 Chronicles 29. I'm going to let you read it. You see how much those people was offering willingly. How God said, giving is the passion of my heart. I've set my amount that I got to give. All right? All right. Praise God.